You know, over the years, I've told you about how I wake up early in the morning worrying about some issue, or how I was startled by some dream that absolutely made no sense whatsoever. At 2 o'clock a.m. in the morning, it's difficult to get back to sleep. It's lonely. It's dark. Only infomercials are on television. And Janice is snoring away, throwing covers all over God's creation because of another one of her hot flashes. The fact is, it's downright scary. The loneliness, not Janice. I don't take medication to fall asleep. Music and sound machines have absolutely no calming effect on me whatsoever. The noises in the room, however slight they may be, echo like thunder rolling across mountains. Occasionally, I go outside for a walk in a driveway in my underwear. It's not a pretty sight, especially in the wintertime. I'm looking for some way to clear my head. The cool air does wonders. I look up at the stars and I ask God, please help me. And he reminds me, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I return to my bedroom, filled with the joy that the Lord has heard me, and he is there to comfort me whenever I need him. But it doesn't stop there. I can't explain how it happened or why it happened, other than I was guided to do so by a power greater than me. But I recite the Lord's Prayer. Before my head has even hit that pillow, I'm fast asleep. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes my mind is so filled with anxiety or negativity that I forget the words to the Lord's Prayer midstream. And I have to start all over again. Sometimes it's taken me several attempts to get through the whole prayer. But by the time that I finally do get it right, the peace and the calm that I am looking for has taken over and it's lights out. The Lord's Prayer is one of the most famous passages in our Bible. Many people know the words by heart. I'm sure that I learned the Lord's Prayer during my time as a young boy when I was skipping Sunday school classes at the First United Methodist Church in Evansville, Indiana. Sorry, Mom, but you probably knew it all along anyway. You never could get anything past Mom. She could get you to confess to things that you were totally innocent of. Just by that look. I can remember sitting at the dinner table and she'd just look at you and say, I know you did something. You knew she didn't have the facts, but you confessed anyway. The Lord's Prayer takes less than 15 to 20 seconds to say, yet it is filled with deep meaning. We recite this prayer every Sunday that we are in this church. But have we really ever stopped to think about the true meaning of each of those lines? It's important to remind ourselves to stop and reflect on those words that we're saying. So today, I would like to remind, or today I would like to break this prayer down so that the next time you find yourself in a situation similar to mine, not being able to sleep, hopefully not walking down the street in your underwear, you're going to have a better understanding of the true purpose of that prayer. So let's begin. Our Father, who art in heaven, we start by proclaiming that God is our Heavenly Father. If we can't get past that particular sentence in the Lord's Prayer, then there's no sense in continuing to pray. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. He is our Father now, and He always will be. Seek Him. Hallowed be thy name. The word is hallowed, not Howard. God's never been referred to as Howard. But yet, I've heard that before when people have said the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed is another word for holy or for sanctified. When we say hallowed, we are not only telling God that we recognize that He is holy, but more importantly, we are asking that His name be recognized throughout the world as being the ultimate power. Thy kingdom come. We are asking that God's kingdom surround us in our everyday life. We are also praying for the fulfillment of the Lord's promise that He will return at the end of time and He will grant us eternal life. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these words asking for God's grace to move us to do His will throughout our life. That means doing all things that will please our Father, even the most difficult things. Whether it's Sandy ministering to mission causes, or it's me providing food to a poor man and his dog outside the Walmart in Caryville, Tennessee, in committing ourselves to Christ, we can become one spirit with Him and thereby accomplish His will. Now, I want to mention a little bit. I talked to Pastor Scott about the situation in Caryville, Tennessee, and he said that that needs to be brought to the attention of the congregation. So I'm going to do it now because I think it falls into the thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Several weeks back, while I was on business in Tennessee and Janice was with me, we ran across a poor, disheveled man sitting outside the Walmart in Caryville, Tennessee, a poor area, a coal miner area, an area that in past years I have donated a significant amount of clothing and so forth to the people of the hills. He asked for nothing as we passed by him. Never mentioned a word, never said a word. While people passed by him without any inkling of a concern for him, I knew as I passed him that in my heart that God put him in that position, knowing that I would do what he would have done. I purchased the man a ready-made meal from the deli. I even bought the dog food and dog treats. Before I could say, God bless you, he uttered those three words to me. Makes you wonder, who was really being helped in this situation? Was it God putting me in that situation to address the needs of the gentleman? Or was it God putting the gentleman in the situation to address my needs? Regardless, it is God's will being done, whoever benefited from the situation. Pastor Scott a few weeks ago stated that God's plans include using us, that we have opportunities through our faith to be blessed by God. When you live with obedience, when you live with faith, you will become a blessing to many, and you in return will experience God's joy. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, we're not talking about running down to the Cleves Kroger's for sandwich bread from butternut. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we are recognizing that all things we need come to us from God. We're asking that God continue to give us not only the food that we need for nourishment, but also for the bread of life, the Eucharist. And now for the Sylvia part. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, I'm not going to lie to you on this one. I have a terrible time with this passage. Randy once told me, it's hard to forgive and turn the other cheek when your rear end has been eaten away. Truer words have never been spoken from Randy. This is a tough one for me, and it's tough for individuals within this congregation who have spoken to me about this very subject. It's a hard one for them also. It may be easy for us to ask God to forgive our trespasses or sins, but God in his infinite wisdom teaches us that in order for him to forgive our wrongdoings, we must first forgive those who have hurt us. God's not trying to be difficult. I realize that. Rather, he is teaching us that when there is bitterness and anger in our hearts, there's no room for his love to fill our hearts. Forgiving someone is often easier said than done. I realize that. I'm in that situation myself. Only God can give us the strength to do it, and he gives it to us through prayer. And lead us not into temptation. Temptation and sin go hand in hand. When we come face to face with temptation, it can sometimes be difficult to resist. That's why we need our Father to set up roadblocks and lead us far from the path of temptation. But deliver us from evil. Evil is an unfortunate reality in this world. We see it every single day. The devil is always trying to tempt us, and he makes it his full-time job to look for ways to steer us from the right path onto the wrong path. The devil has no power over God. Never has, never will. And when we pray to God for protection against all that is evil, he will shield us. Always. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The last part of this prayer is actually the best part of the prayer. For yours is the kingdom means that heaven will last forever and will always be God's. God also has all the power and all the glory forever and ever. It makes me happy knowing that God will never die, and he is the strongest, and he is the greatest. With God, we will always win. And amen means so be it. You know, anyone can read the Lord's Prayer, but it's important to think about what you're saying. When you pray, give us your daily bread, think about all of the things that you have to be thankful for and how God has given you everything that you need. When you pray, forgive us our trespasses, ask forgiveness for those things that you did wrong. Prayer is our special way of talking to God. So remember to pray as many times as you can. God loves you, and God wants to know everything about you and how you are doing every single day. So if you would, please join with me today in the saying of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 2019 has finally come to a close. For some, it's been a great year with great joy, while others, it has brought sorrow and it has brought heartache. So let's stand now for our closing prayer and let's reach out to God. Father, we want to thank you for being with us today and throughout the year. Your presence has been in this place and in our lives from start to end. Lord, may we leave this place, or as we leave this place, let us go out and let us be your light. May we put into practice what we've learned here today. Help us to make a difference in this world, in our own lives, for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, we believe and we pray. Amen.